I've had many of you guys in the past reach out to me asking me to talk about Logan Paul for one reason or another. And I've never talked about him before here on the channel. We mainly stick to sports, NFL, NBA, every once in a while soccer, golf, tennis. You know what we talk about here on the channel. I don't consider Logan Paul to be an athlete. Yeah, I know he does those celebrity boxing matches, but you know what? So does Aaron Carter. Do you look at Aaron Carter and say, that's a world-class athlete? Yeah, me either. Those celebrity boxing matches are just a money grab. They're boring. And if you buy one, that's a you problem. Now, I do respect the hustle of Logan Paul. That's about all I respect about him. He has built a massive following over the years on YouTube, and I have respect for anyone who has the ability to do that. Everything else about Logan Paul I find to be detestable. You would think that this dude would get it. The whining ass wokers tried to cancel Logan Paul a few years ago. He made some video, I can't remember what the context of it was, but whatever it was in poor taste, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. I didn't think it was a big deal. But they spent weeks trying to get Logan Paul canceled. But he persevered through it. He went on the typical apology tour, but he made it through the adversity. You would think after going through all that, Logan Paul would understand more than anyone else. You would think a guy that made his career by being funny on YouTube would understand comedy. Before everything went woke, comedy was one of the areas of entertainment where nothing was off limits. Comedians could say things in their stand-up routine that would not be considered acceptable or appropriate in everyday conversation. But in the environment of stand-up comedy or in late-night television, it was okay to say it. Chris Rock, for example, he made his career making fun of white people, making fun of black people. Go watch some of Chris Rock's HBO specials from the 90s. It is comedy gold. You could not get away with the things that Chris Rock would say on the streets, but on stage, it's accepted. Well, it was accepted. Nothing is acceptable anymore in 2021. You fart, wokers everywhere break down into tears. How dare you contribute to global warming by farting? My point is, comedians say outlandish things. That's what they do. They make jokes. If the joke is about you, it's nothing personal. You're supposed to laugh at yourself and move on. Take it as a compliment that your status is at the level that late night comedians are even talking about you in the first place. Logan Paul doesn't seem to understand this very simple concept. Like many people in their 20s, well, I shouldn't say that. I don't want to generalize an entire generation. Let's just say, like many people who identify themselves as woke, Logan Paul can't handle being the butt of a joke. It's too much for him to take. It's not nice. Last week, Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Logan Paul. He was talking about boxing. Donald Trump was a guest commentator over the weekend in the Evander Holyfield fight, which bombed at the box office, by the way. And Logan Paul competes in fake boxing matches. So Logan Paul and Donald Trump have something in common. Boxing. Not hard to see the parallel here, right? Jimmy Kimmel made the joke that between Logan Paul and Donald Trump, boxing is once again the top source of income for the worst people in the world. The crowd laughs on cue. Jimmy Kimmel smiles like he just told the best joke in the world. End of story. I would play the clip for you, can't for copyright reasons. It doesn't really matter because the joke really wasn't all that funny. Now, instead of taking this joke on the chin, like 99% of other public figures would do, Logan Paul decides to go full beta male and get in his feelings. He just could not stand being compared to Donald Trump. On his podcast yesterday, which I don't recommend anyone watch, it's painfully boring, but on his podcast yesterday, Logan Paul went off on Jimmy Kimmel for daring to compare him to Donald Trump. He called Jimmy Kimmel an asshole, said he was upset with Jimmy Kimmel. How dare he make a joke about me and compare me to Trump? I opened up to him on his show last year and told him I only have one nut. I'm being serious. That's not exactly what he said verbatim, but that is the gist of it. Logan Paul is walking around with one ball instead of two, which, to be honest with you, that's one ball more than I thought he had. So he's already coming out ahead. I didn't think Logan Paul had any balls. He damn sure did his best to prove that he didn't have any balls with the way he overreacted to this harmless joke by Jimmy Kimmel. Logan Paul went on to say that he feels like he's always the butt of a joke. Well, you made your career by being a goofball, a jackass. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's fine. Chris Farley made millions doing the same thing. Johnny Knoxville made millions by being a literal jackass. But there's a gigantic difference between guys like Chris Farley and Johnny Knoxville and Logan Paul. Chris Farley and Johnny Knoxville, they didn't get in their feelings when people made fun of them. Both of those guys also had respect. Chris Farley has been dead almost 25 years. He's still respected. He's a legend. If you're over the age of 30, I highly, highly doubt you have any respect for Logan Paul. This is the same dude that said America is racist last summer. He basically went on his podcast and apologized for his whiteness. This is the same guy that said it was manly to wear a dress. I wonder why Logan Paul's the butt of jokes. I wonder why he doesn't get the respect that he thinks he deserves. Logan Paul is soft. I don't care how many times he steps into the boxing ring acting the role of tough guy. If you can't take a simple joke from a late night comedian, you're soft. Just because you went on Jimmy Kimmel's show last year and revealed some personal information, it doesn't mean that you're off limits. It doesn't mean that you and Jimmy Kimmel are long lost friends now. You're a kid that struck gold on YouTube. That's the extent of it. On his podcast, Logan Paul and the two other dumbasses that were sitting there with him, they tried to allude that Jimmy Kimmel told this joke about Logan Paul to capitalize on his name. I don't know if Logan Paul knows this. Clearly, he doesn't. But Jimmy Kimmel has been famous since Logan Paul was born. He has a late night show on network television. He doesn't need to make a joke about Logan Paul, a YouTuber, to maintain his position in Hollywood. Jimmy Kimmel's doing just fine. Matter of fact, had Logan Paul said nothing about this, no one would have known about this joke besides the people watching the show that night. Jimmy Kimmel made the damn joke a week ago. Not one single media headline. The media didn't cover it. And they didn't cover it because there was nothing to it. It wasn't a big deal. Logan Paul made it a big deal. He got in his feelings about it, got his feelings hurt. Then, of course, it spread around. The story spread around because it's another example of someone getting in their feelings for no reason. All right, let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you think about Logan Paul getting upset with Jimmy Kimmel over a joke, a harmless joke. I'm sorry I couldn't play the clips for you. I tried, but they all came from YouTube, and YouTube wouldn't let me post my video with the clips included. So sorry about that. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.